That's NarmsBargainBarn.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Maybe we could live without the wisecracks.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Oh man, this is great. I got like 90% of my voice back. It's fantastic. That got old real fast.
How's everybody doing?
Who's that?
See, that was John Carney. I can do impressions now and everything.
Oh man.
Just like the old days.
You sounded like John before.
Who?
John Carney. He sounded like John Carney before.
Well, you're right. You got a point there.
You did that.
I just saw him in the hall in person.
You really? Did?
Yeah, I got to talk to him and everything.
What?
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to the large morning show in the afternoon where we don't care if you're fat. We don't care if you're skinny. We don't care if you're tall, short. Red or yellow, black or white, you are precious in our sight. That was a church song from when I was a kid. Have you ever heard that song?
No. Yes.
Jesus loves the little children. You know what, Dan, don't you? Feel free to sing along. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red or yellow, black or white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
You've never heard that before?
No.
Well, you're going to hell. That means you have no Christian upbringing, and you'll go to hell. You'll burn in hell for eternity. That's what that means. That's what my mother would have told you.
Yeah.
If you told my mother you didn't know that song, she'd say you're going to hell. So she was that judgment.
Learn that one in Catholic school
in a handbasket.
Folks, we had a horrible shooting again in Oregon the last day we were on the air. I believe that was when that happened. And I don't ever want this show to not be fun, and I don't ever want to take too much time to talk about serious things. But I feel every once in a while like I have to take a moment to just share with you my thoughts and maybe get you gun haters to just think. That's all I'm asking. I try to think when other people give me a point of view, I sit and I go, okay, I'll think about that. And if it makes sense, then maybe I'll alter my way of thinking. And here's what I want you to consider. And I read this in this morning's USA Today. And here's what it says. It's written by a guy named Eric Pratt, and he went and did a lot of research about shootings. And every public mass shooting in this country since 1950, every public mass shooting since 1950, except for two, occurred in gun-free zones. Now, just think about that. With the exception of only two shootings, and there have been a lot of them since 1950, that's 65 years, every place was a gun-free zone, which meant no guns are allowed in here. Fort Hood, thanks to President Clinton, who decided, well, we don't need guns on Army post, that was a gun-free zone. At Fort Hood, that's an Army base, and that was a gun-free zone, and 13 people are dead. So what it tells you is, and I just don't understand how nobody can get this. Bad people will never pay any attention to the law, to a gun law, to a law that says no weapons allowed in here. They're not going to pay attention to that. They're going to do the bad thing they want to do.
Well, and I saw an interview with a guy who, and he said there were other students as well that carried anyway, regardless.
Which is what
to
I
the school.
Yeah.
But he said he was across campus, and he goes, I didn't even try getting over there and trying to do anything because all of a sudden the SWAT team shows up. I'm there with a gun.
Right.
So he said,
that's a great point.
He said, I just stayed where I was in my classroom and told the other students in my class, I have a gun, and if he comes in here, I'll
kill him.
I'll try to protect you guys.
And at least that class would have had a chance. But he's very smart because he's absolutely right.
Now, they don't know who.
They show up. It's chaos. There's a guy with a gun. Oh, my goodness. Is he the guy? And I get that, and that makes perfect sense. And that's why you have to be very, very smart about how you carry it, when you carry it, how you use it, when to use it. And you have to know your surroundings. There was 3 years ago an attempted mass shooting, and I say attempted because he shot a few people, but he didn't get to shoot as many as he wanted to. This is 3 years ago, 2012, at the Clackamas Mall in Oregon. I don't know if you remember this or not, but a gunman started killing people in the mall. And a guy named Nick Melly had a weapon on him. And this is exactly what Peon's talking about. That mall was a gun-free zone. No concealed weapons allowed. Nick decided to do what I always do, ignore that and break that law. Because there are degrees of law breaking. Okay? You can speed. If the speed limit's 60 and you do 62, you're breaking the law. But there are degrees of what kind of law breaking is horrible, what kind is sometimes justified. So Nick Melly had a gun on him when this lunatic in this mall 3 years ago started shooting people. He pointed his gun at the gunman, stopped him from shooting other people, and the gunman now knows he's done, so the gunman shoots himself. Now, Nick was breaking the law. I don't believe I read anything about Nick being charged with anything because Nick saved a lot of people's lives. I don't know how many people, but I'm sure he probably saved lives by having a gun on him, knowing what to do with it, knowing, and didn't even fire it. Because in a mall, you draw a weapon in a mall, you better be absolutely positive the only guy you're going to hit is the bad guy. Because if you accidentally hit somebody else, you're going to prison. Especially when the lawyers get a hold of you and go, hey, the guy wasn't even supposed to have a gun. You know, it could have gone another really different direction had he shot and missed and hit somebody in the mall. He's in prison for a long, long time.
Or is it the bullet could have gone through the guy?
Well, now you're getting into velocity and ammo and what kind of gun you're shooting and all that stuff. And you really would never use a weapon that would go through a person.
Yeah.
You wouldn't use that. What a stupid thing to say, Dan. You don't know anything about guns.
I do not know anything about guns.
But that makes sense, what you said, because there are guns that would go right through you and the person behind you and the next person behind him. But that's not the gun you'd probably be carrying. So that was all. I thought it was really interesting that all those mass shootings but two since 1950 were in gun-free zones. So the gun-free zone thing doesn't work. And then speaking of, and I'll let that go, unless somebody wants to talk about it, and I'm sure you probably don't, because it's it's one of those things that people get dug in on, and the haters hate, and the supporters support, and it's hard to change anybody's mind. I guess the only way you change the mind of people who go, no guns anywhere, would be if they're ever in a situation where somebody who had one saved your life or your children's lives, then you might change your mind. I'm here to proudly announce that I dropped Groundhog number 3 yesterday from the kitchen of my home.
Whoa!
Yes, with a 22 mag Browning with a scope on it. Dropped him like a sack of potatoes. These stinking groundhogs are out of control.
They're tearing. They tear the yard up.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen the claws on one? They're like a bear's claw.
Oh, yeah.
They've got some nasty claws and teeth, and they're just big old fat, like a big rat. So number three down, DOA, at my house yesterday. And I know there's somebody out there listening who goes, why would you kill an innocent creature? Well,
PETA.
I'd kill a rattlesnake if I saw one that looked like he might be threatening or doing some damage. Ask farmers and golf course people how they feel about groundhogs. When I was a kid in Waterloo, you took groundhog tails to the courthouse and they gave you a quarter piece for them. I'm serious. And if you like, you take in 12 tails, $3.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some groundhog tails.
No. Can I pay for this in quarters or groundhog
tails? It was a bounty that I guess the farmers' co-op or something got together and said, okay, we're putting up this money, and if you can get people to bring in groundhog tails, we'll give them a quarter apiece for them to help reduce the population of these nasty things because they tear farmers' land and crops and stuff up and gardens up and things. So that felt pretty good. It shouldn't have, I guess, but it did. It wouldn't have felt good if I... Like, I won't shoot a bird. It's like a... You know, and Dan and I both have a similar story about when we were kids.
You have.
We shot a bird and we kind of didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
I cried over mine. Did you?
Oh.
I cried like a baby.
I didn't cry, but I felt bad. I don't even know what it was, but I was doing the rifleman.
I do. Mine was a blue jay because I got a good look at him when I had his funeral. I gave him a funeral.
Oh, you did?
Oh, no. I made him a little casket out of a coffee can. Oh. And buried him and put a little cross on it. I cried and cried. I felt so bad because he didn't hurt me. He didn't do anything. I don't. That's not a blue jay sound, but
no,
he was on a wire, just sitting up there on a beautiful day, looking around.
Yeah.
Probably thinking, oh, man, I'm going to swoop down later and go see my wife and kids.
Mm-hmm. Bring them some worms.
Bring them some worms, big old dinner. Daddy's home.
Yeah.
No, you won't, because little Frankie hit you right in the breast with a BB.
Daddy didn't show up.
Yeah, home. And then that little wife bird and kids.
Mom, what are we going to eat tonight?
I can see the little baby
dad's
bird's
be home with dinner any minute.
Baby bird's little beaks. You know how they stick up out of the nest?
I'm starving.
Where's Daddy? Don't worry, kids. I'm sure he's never this late. I'm sure he has a good reason. Maybe a big wind is slowing him down flying. He'll be here any minute. No. Little Frankie's having his funeral in Frank's backyard.
You kids stay here. I'm going to go look for Daddy.
And then Dan shoots Mom.
Yeah.
Like, I won't shoot a squirrel. And they've done some major damage.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But the problem is, there's so many of them, you'd be wasting your time.
Yeah.
I could shoot 20 squirrels tomorrow. 2,000 more in the woods where I live. So you just have to figure something else out.
No.
But groundhogs... I knew there were at least two, now I know three, who had burrowed under some concrete, and they can cause stuff to collapse eventually. They dig such tunnels. I've never shot a deer. I have no problem with deer hunters. I've never wanted to shoot one. I've wanted other people to shoot them so that I don't have to kill them with my car.
Yeah.
But I've never shot one. Shot a rabbit, shot pheasant, and chucker. Chucker is a bird. But I also had wonderful dinners after we shot those.
I ate squirrel one time and, did not like it at all.
You know what? Like anything else, it's how you cook it. If you crock pot it for 3 days till it's so tender, what do you mean no? You wouldn't eat a squirrel?
No.
It was gamey.
Yeah.
It tasted gamey.
There's a reason.
You know who's looking down on us right now?
Bernice.
Oh,
not
boy. She loved that squirrel gravy.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. She loved some squirrel gravy.
Yeah, I think there's a reason over the years people have chosen what to eat and what not.
I think there's a reason you're going to go to the supermarket and go, here's the squirrel
right,
section.
Right, yes. If they were meant to be eaten, they would be in there, I think.
Well, if you were a mountain person, like back in the old...
I'm sure if that's what you've grown up eating and you don't know any different, you wouldn't... Because, some of those people either eat roadkill and possum
squirrel.
Raccoon.
Look, 50, 100 years ago, lots of people ate squirrel, and lots of them. But to me, if you're going to kill something and eat it, how about killing one thing that you'd actually get several meals out of? A little squirrel, there's not much there. How about a cow or a pig
or
a deer? And now kids were going to eat all winter off that food. Speaking of mountain people and rural people, I am so excited
Oh, boy.
I got delivery from Amazon to my house of the DVD, Jesco White, Dancing Outlaw.
Oh, man.
Folks, here's my recommendation, and I'm giving you plenty of warning here. Here's my recommendation for a Christmas gift for anybody, anybody in your family. They will thank you 1,000 times, and it's the PBS documentary Dancing Outlaw. It was done at least 25 years ago. It is as good today as it was then, and what you'll be watching are real people. There's no acting. There's no script. This is a cameraman in the app, the whatever you would call the mountainiest part of hillbilly land in West Virginia. It's unbelievable. And I haven't seen it now for probably close to 10 years. I can't wait to watch again. My sons are going to be there this weekend. It's my mother-in-law's 85th birthday, so we're all going to get together. My boys will be there. My daughter's coming in, her boyfriend. We're going to gather around the TV, and we're going to laugh our guts out at Jesco White.
Oh.
Dancing Outlaw. You've seen it. It's unbelievable. Have you seen it?
Not for a long time.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not loaning it to you because my son loaned his out, and he never saw it again. Nobody will give it back to
you. Oh, you said you would.
Okay, I will. I'll loan it to you.
I need to see it.
I can't wait. Does anybody have anything to say? Let me do this. Let me do a bit of business. Right. We'll break. We'll come back. We do the Burke segment. We take calls. Jose comes in after the 4 o'clock news. It's going to be a great day. It just is. I can tell. First Community Credit Union will be back sponsoring the yard sale this next Saturday morning, October 10th. A yard sale was off the air this past Saturday. Now, I'm going to be real straight with you. If this station wanted the yard sale to run when there's Mizzou football, they could. They choose to kick it to the curb and put other things in. They have other priorities. They don't really care about the yard sale. They have other priorities, so other stations get moved and repositioned or stay in place, and the yard sale takes the hit. So if they really wanted to, they could air it. But when there's a Mizzou game, they don't. And that's the truth. It'll be back this weekend, sponsored, of course, exclusively by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have 42 locations. There will be 43, 44, and 45, and probably 50 or 60, because it grows every day. And a part of the reason it's growing is you folks, you people who, for all these years, have kept us on the air by going to these advertisers, giving them your business, and making sure they know where you came from. So thank you. They continue to grow, and it's a great place to bank, and the rates are competitive. And the offer is still on the table if you'll move your car payment from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. They'd like to give you $100. $100. No strings attached, no gimmicks, $100. And there's a very good chance your car payment will be lower because you may get a better rate. Many people do at First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
It's time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. We've got some problems up in the North County area affecting Highway 270. It looks like a crash westbound 270 at McDonald. They've got the two left lanes blocked. You're jammed back now approaching Highway 170. They also have the two left lanes eastbound shut down, and that's got you backed up almost to St. Charles Rock Road. They're working with a crash on eastbound Highway 4064 at Hanley. The right lane is blocked there, causing you back up, or you're back up now at McKnight, and that's also causing southbound 170 to jam up from near Ladue down through Highway 4064. And then downtown, eastbound 40 is just slowing about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-400-3088. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-400-3088. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-3088. 1-800-400-3088.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. At the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. If you own a business, then call Computer Clinic. And if you're on the internet, and who isn't, Computer Clinic can install programs or remove adware and viruses remotely. They even sell Android boxes, M boxes, and Hot boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
Steel, a brand built on power and the hard-working people who use it. Right now, the MS-170 is just $179.95. Visit steeldealers.com.
There are three surprises that you will experience as you plan for retirement. Find out what they are and how to prepare yourself now on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
For those of you who've never heard Dan's band, here's a little sample from this past weekend.
Hello, baby.
That's Dan.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really me.
I like it. You're good, man.
Oh, thanks.
After all the wrong I've done.
I love this song. Tell them who it is.
I guess you're surprised.
Johnny Adams.
Johnny Adams. What's the name of the song?
I like it.
Here at your door.
I put this on my iPod. I'm not kidding.
With a broken wing.
What's the name of the song?
What's the name of the song?
Reconsider Me.
Reconsider Me.
Oh,
Johnny
Adams.
Well, it'd be a great format for a radio station. Like if we change formats. 550. Music you've never heard before in your life. Every song is a song you've never heard in your whole life.
Yeah.
And some of them are pretty good, like this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do one quick thing, and then we'll get to Burke segment. I think somebody has something to say here. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors. They have 28 years that they've been with Stiefel Nicholas, and they have built a very strong practice there. If you are changing jobs, lucky, or retiring, lucky, you have a 401k or a retirement account, might be a couple of names you'd want to know. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. You may have an advisor right now, a financial advisor. So what? Did your financial advisor make you sign some sort of ironclad agreement that you will never talk to, look at, or speak to another advisor? I don't think so. So you certainly could get a second opinion. Why not? What can it hurt? It's a complimentary meeting. You set it up with them. They'd love to meet you. And I think they just may very well have something interesting to say about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. You say, well, I bet you don't even know what that means. Yeah, I do. But I'm keeping it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
MarkandJason.com is the website. Now, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Our band played out at the World Shooting Complex this past
in Sparta,
weekend.
Which Sparta. You just told me is shut down.
They closed the this past Thursday because I was getting some messages on Facebook and said, you better check because you guys may not be playing because the state runs that and they fund it and they were shutting it down.
Wow, that thing, I actually
right
never...
before you guys played, they shut it down?
Yeah. They found out we were playing.
What does that tell you?
Add that to the list of Sambo's.
Wow.
No, they closed.
That's not too subtle.
They just closed the shooting part of it.
Yeah.
But the
and
banquet,
then after you played, they shut all of it.
Yeah, the banquet facility is still open, and they do weddings there. They do all kinds of parties and all kinds of stuff. But
does somebody introduce you on stage when you guys play? I've seen you play, but I don't remember. Somebody should introduce you.
Yeah, they do.
How do you have them introduce you? It ought to be former assistant manager of Sambo's, Dan Strauss, on bass guitar.
Oh.
That's how I'd do it.
You know what?
That's impressive.
I'll have him do that.
Okay.
Yeah, John usually, he'll introduce the band and go through. But I'm going to have him start saying former
assistant manager of Sambo's.
Assistant manager at Sambo's,
North
yes.
County or wherever it was.
Yeah.
So go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then we came back Sunday. We ended up staying out in Sparta, which is a nice... It's a nice little town, but they're saying someone that I was talking to there said that Sparta may try and take over that complex and get the shooting range back open again and everything. But man, it's huge. That complex is massive.
This is Sparta kind of in the middle of nowhere. I mean, there's really...
I don't know if I've ever been.
The closest real sort of little big town is Belleville, I guess.
I guess so. You go through, you can go, if you go south.
It's 2 hours. It's a couple, hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah, about an hour and a half, I think. We went through, you can go through like Chester and Redbud and different places like that if you're heading towards like South County. But
it went well.
Oh, it went great. Yeah. It was a chicken and beer dance. Have you ever been to a chicken and beer dance?
Sounds good.
That's all they have.
Chicken and beer.
Chicken and beer. That's it.
No sides?
No sides. I did stop. We did one other chicken and beer dance, so I stopped at a...
Please tell me they didn't do... The chicken dance. That was called?
Yes.
That wedding thing? I hate that song.
Do you?
If I'm somewhere and they play that at the wedding, I just get up and leave.
Did you guys play that?
We don't play it, no. But we did play it on the... on a CD, and everybody got up and did it.
I hate it.
But it was a chicken and beer dance. But it's actually called the duck dance, I think, isn't it?
I think maybe.
Yes.
It's called the duck dance or something.
So what's your story? That's it?
I'm sticking to it, yeah.
That's it?
No. Then coming back Sunday.
Kim and Beck. Who's Kim and Beck?
Kim and Beck. I met them out there. I met a guy named Connie that listens to the show, and he's called in before.
You know what? I remember the name. And Connie, if you're listening, no offense. In fact, we can't even imagine going through life as a boy named Connie. It's like a boy named Sue. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Connie, who does that? Who names her son Connie?
And it's Connie with a K.
It must be Conrad or something.
I don't know, but maybe he didn't say, but he said it's Connie with a K.
Okay.
And then coming back, we decided to stop at a movie and saw The Intern with Anne Hathaway. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to guess it was good.
I love Anne Hathaway.
I know you do.
And Robert De Niro. It was good, but it was just one of those.
It wasn't great.
No, it wasn't great. It was good. It's like a feel-good type movie or whatever. There's some funny parts in it, and it's just kind of a feel-good date movie, I guess.
Did you feel good when you left it?
Oh, felt great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Did you get some feels after the movie?
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, there you go.
During the movie, too.
All right. There you go.
Did the popcorn trick.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, what do you have, Pia?
A couple things. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
I saw this. Paul Harris handed me this story from last week.
And when he handed it to you, did you do the signature, good night?
No, that's Paul Harvey. apparently, through Google, they have a website buying program, kind of like, you know, GoDaddy or whatever, where you can buy domains. That's what the .com thing is called, a web domain.
Wow, you're smart.
And, well, thank you.
Jose will be impressed.
But so this guy, he logged into whatever the web, and he saw Google.com was available to purchase.
What?
So he hurry up and clicked on it and bought the for $12 for the next year. And so apparently he had Google.com in his possession for 1 minute before Google realized that this transaction happened. And they hurried up and canceled it and said, I'm sorry, this was all an error. This website was not meant to be available for purchase and everything. So, but this guy, Sammy Bed.
It either was available or it wasn't. What do they mean? They can't do that, can they?
It was, well, that's what a lot of people are saying, though, that they're...
Sounds like a heavy
Google is abusing its power by canceling a purchase that was confirmed and everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there are, you know, when you buy a website, there are terms and conditions and small print that Google is able to. But so it was held by Sammy Ved for 1 minute for $12. And then he gave me the story, too. And I've done this before, and I guess it does make you feel like you are doing something. But when you either order a pizza or cook, like, a frozen pizza, I know you guys cook
Papa Murphy.
Maybe frozen. Oh, there you go. But have you ever blotted off the grease on top of the pizza? You know, that puddle of the orange?
No, it's the best part.
No.
I blot it up with something and eat it, like a biscuit or a piece of bread. I'm not going to.
I've done that before, especially when sometimes you get a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, no. Let me stop you. A pepperoni, the perfect pepperoni pizza, each little pepperoni is like a little saucer of grease.
It folds up.
It folds up and makes itself into a saucer of grease. That's the best pepperoni there is. A little grease puddle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, they say you can eat more. You can eat up to another 20 pieces of pizza a year if you blot your pizza. That's how much calories-wise you can save by just getting rid of that grease.
No, so I'm interested in saving.
You're not interested in
eating. I like that grease.
So, yeah, it said you can save.
It is true. The ones with the little grease pockets, they taste better.
Oh, sure, yes, but sometimes it could be too much. I've done that before. Yeah. I blotted it.
If I don't watch it, I'm going to be overweight.
Yeah, me too.
That's crazy.
That was all I had.
Let's close it.
The block.
First segment is officially closed. I have an observation, and here it is. Please don't take this the wrong way. You guys who wear camouflage and you're not going hunting, and you haven't been hunting. It's one thing if you were out hunting and you had to run into the store and you got your camo on. What is that? I don't get it. I saw a guy, a couple of guys over the weekend, camo cap, camo jacket, camo pants. I don't think they were hunting.
You get to certain areas.
Rural areas.
Yes, and yeah. I've noticed that before. Well, I'll stop at a gas station and, you know, you'll see a bunch of pickup trucks and then...
yeah. Sometimes the pickup is wrapped in camo.
I've seen the camo-wrapped truck, yes.
Here's the problem. And you know who you are, and you know you weren't hunting. You know you just wear camo a lot. And I got to thinking about something. You might live in the country, out in the woods. What if you went out to do a chore wearing that, and you... dropped dead, or not dead, but you fell, and you could just manage to get your cell phone and call for help? They're not going to find you.
No.
You're wearing your camo, and you're lying in the woods. They're not going to be able to see you. Just a thought. You might want to not wear that stuff all the time like that. Jose Hernandez will be with a little bit later when we have more time. We're going to have to talk about a story. Oh, SNL, didn't watch it. Didn't watch it because Miley Cyrus was the host and because Hillary was on, so I had no interest in watching it. But a little later, after Jose, we have to discuss a story that's in the news. There's a guy in New Jersey who has been fired for, well, now it says Pennsylvania, man, but I guess the company is out of New Jersey. This guy was fired for passing gas. This is not a joke. He passed so much gas that not just one employee complained, but apparently lots of employees complained. And then customers, clients of theirs, would come in and go, whew, and they fired him. Now, his wife is suing the company that fired him, saying he can't help it. He had gastric bypass surgery. He lost a whole bunch of weight. And this is sort of like a byproduct of that. That he has this, and then he has another issue that I'll get into later. I'd like to wait till closer to dinner time, just to really be obnoxious. But this is a really interesting story about this guy and whether or not he can be fired for pooting at work. And I say yes. Again, I go back to you should be able to fire anybody for just about any reason you want, not just because they're black. Or just because they're gay. But if they're black or gay and they're not any good at the job, or they cuss a lot, or they stink, yeah, you should be able to fire him. And this guy stinks, so he should be able to be fired. So we will get to his story a little bit later. I cannot see the screen to see who I'm talking. Now I can't. Oh, man, you got to make that bigger. Hold on, folks. We got some names on the screen.
Rich.
Rich should be here. Rich, how you doing?
I'm AM and PM.
Well, we know that.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
And I should not even be able to hear this conversation about the guys in the camo, considering that I am sitting in Wickliffe, Kentucky, and the station has no signal.
No, you shouldn't be able to, but you are.
No, I shouldn't, but I am. Probably the reason you were seeing European, and I was, forgive me, I wasn't paying the closest attention to who made the comment about seeing a large number of camouflage people this weekend.
No, it wasn't a large number. It's not just this weekend. I see it all year. I see it out of hunting season. I see it all year long. Guys that just like to wear camo. It's they're making a statement. It's like, hey, look at me. I'm a hunter. Even when they're not hunting. They just like it.
Well, I'll admit, I'll throw on a camo t-shirt or something any time of the year, and that's just basically just reaching in the closet and grabbing a shirt off the hanger, the first one my hand touches, but it was a fairly decent weekend this weekend for the bow hunters. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It wasn't raining. And bow season has been open for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
They may have been seeing, you know, if they were in the camo pants, camo shirt, camo hat, you know, head to toe, you may have been seeing guys that were coming out of the woods.
No, that's fine. I get that. I know it's bow season. But it just made me think that all year in the heat of the summer, when there's no hunting season, I see these, it's usually young guys, and it's almost like they're trying to say, hey, I'm a hunter, or I'm a woodsman, or I'm good with a bow, or I don't know. It's I guess it's an identity thing, and it's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with it. I just find it odd. And I think if you, like you said, if you drop dead in the woods, they'll never be able to find you. Because you look just like the leaves.
Yeah, I have no problem with guys doing it either. And like you, I have to feel carry. I would rather be as nondescript as possible, wear stuff that I'm going to blend in with everybody else because I don't want somebody looking at me. If I was the bad guy, I'd look at the guys in the camo and all that stuff.
No, that's a great point.
Wonder if they've got one.
No, that's a great...
They look like they might be somebody who's carrying it.
That's a great point. A guy in the camo probably would be the guy who has concealed carry. All right, Rich, appreciate it.
All right, AM and the PM.
Thank you. We know it. We appreciate that. There's an app that's about to come out, and then we'll take a break, but one of the things I've never, ever, ever understood... it's an envy thing on my part with young people who create apps. There's an app that has not even been released yet. It's called People, P-E-E-P-L-E. I don't like it because what it's going to do, it's going to allow people, somebody to go on and create a profile for you and say things about you. In other words, anyone who has a cell phone, if I know your cell phone number, and I'm not sure how this works, but I know that's part of the deal. It says if you know someone's cell phone number, you can create a listing for them and say whatever you want about them, negative, positive.
What?
I don't like anything about this app, but here's the best part. It hasn't even been released yet. The two women who started this app, it's a couple here, Julia Cordray and Nicole McCullough. Check this out. They raised in capital funding to start this app this summer, this past summer, in just 2 weeks, they raised $250,000.
Wow.
We got to figure out how to get on this GoFundMe, all these different sites where you go and go, hey, I'd like to start. Now, here's the other thing.
I don't get what the point of this.
Well, I don't either, but there's more. There's more. According to the Washington Post this past Wednesday, the company's shares are already worth, it hasn't been released yet, the app. The shares are worth $7.6 million.
What?
We got to get in on this. We got to figure out how to do this.
Now, what happens if they start this and it's just a complete just flop?
That has happened.
Or they don't even start it.
That's happened with people who invest in these things before. But there's more to this, and we'll have to look into it more, because they say they have ways of making sure people don't trash people, but they really don't. And you can go on there and say horrible, rotten things. I don't like any of that. I don't like any. I've told you before. I wish that the St. Louis Post-Dispatch would not allow people to go on and post comments. When I have put the few videos I put on YouTube, I go, there's a place where you can go and say, I want people to comment or not. And I say, no, nobody can come. Now, my son gets aggravated with that because he says, Dad, I'd like to see what people have to say. The reason I don't want to do it is I think people are cowards, and I think they're mean, and I think if it's anything that somebody might be jealous over, they're going to go over there and say horrible, rotten, despicable
things. Oh, YouTube's the worst for that, too.
I don't like the postings. YouTube, to me, would be just as entertaining and just as great if nobody posted. I don't care that somebody goes, oh, that's awesome. I did that one time when I was 12. Way to go, dude. I don't need to read that. I don't need to read tweets on the screen on television while I'm watching a TV show. Did you ever see this? During a TV show,
yes,
especially a reality
live
show,
tweet.
They have live tweets. Sarah, hashtag whatever, goes, oh, this episode is so great. Oh, I don't need to see that. I'm changing a lot of things in the world when I take over one of these days. Let's talk about pain and how to get out of it, at least how lots of people have gotten out of it. And then we're going to do the news, and Jose's coming in. So get your tech questions ready. If you're aggravated, frustrated, I've got another software update for my iPhone. This is getting old, real old. Jose will be in here after the 4 o'clock news break, so be ready with your questions. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. There's one in Creve Coeur and one in Shiloh, and I'll tell you exactly where they are after I tell you why you want to go in there. The number one reason people go in is plantar fasciitis. It sounds almost like fasciitis. It sounds like a digestive issue. It's not. It's the plantar is something about your foot. I don't know. I don't know what those words mean. I just know it's very painful. And I know it's the number one reason that people hop and drag one foot into the Good Feet store going, oh, my goodness, this is killing me. And with a simple insert or arch support, they're able to eliminate, alleviate that pain. There are other reasons people go in. Many people have gone in with knee pain, hip pain, back pain, shoulder, back, headaches, migraine headaches. And in many cases, it's from the feet. I don't want you to think that I'm saying any problem you have can be fixed with an arch support. That's ridiculous. It can't fix everything. But thousands of people have found that the pain, even though the pain was somewhere other than their feet, was coming from the fact that they were distributing too much weight unevenly on their feet when they stood and they walked. And you don't have to be heavy for that to happen. You just have to alter slightly the way you walk and stand. You'll hardly notice it in the way you're not going to fall over. What you'll notice is when you get up and walk around in the store, that, wow, feeling. This is great. I can already feel a difference. That's what you want. That's what we want for you. Please tell them your AM and the PM. Here's where the stores are located. There's a Good Feet store in Creef Coeur on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. There's one in Shiloh, Illinois. Green Mount Road, across from Deerberg's. And of course, you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You still have two left lanes blocked in each direction on Highway 270 at McDonald, causing big backups. You've got northbound 170 north of Airport Road. Crash there that's backing things up to the Rock Road. Southbound 170 as south of Forest Park Parkway, you've got a crash blocking two left lanes. And westbound 4064 at 270, two left lanes blocked there. This report brought to you by Staples, which has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.